Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is David Linden.
Good morning again.
And we're having a tremendous conversation with Cindy Shaw, who's the managing director of Helpful Care Company, and with Bella Kirshner, who is a Queens NASA representative for My Elder Advocate. And, you know, what just came to mind, maybe 2 or 3 months ago, we had Dr. Bomber on. I don't remember where Dr. Bomber is from, but she goes around New York talking about the MOLST.
Oh, yes.
But the point is, one of the statements she says is, everybody thinks there's enough time until there isn't.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so, I mean, I see it, and it's an everyday, you know, you're going to get to it later. I'm usually late for everything, because there's enough time, and my partner's like, please leave now. No, there'll be enough time. And of course, I'm late. But in this category, when you're talking about seniors, the pre-planning is so important. And just to have, even just to have both your cards. So mom doesn't need it right now, but you know, mom's 85, 87, 89, the day may come. And I should have a little idea versus when you run around and you're all harried and concerned and upset, you never make the right choices.
Right.
It makes more sense to sit down with Bella first and say, here's what you need to do. Actually, you know what I'm gonna do? I have 2 phone numbers. Of course, anybody listening to the show, you call 311 at any time because this is recorded. And if somebody calls and says, what was Cindy or Bella's phone number, they give it to them. Bella's phone number is 516-847-1234. And Cindy's is 516-599-5870. And as I have called, call 311 because this is important stuff, and everybody needs to be somewhat prepared. You know, you're never going to be able to handle it when the time comes and you're 100% in it, and I'm sure both Bella and Cindy see that. But what I did want to go for is, this is a Bella question, elder advocates versus care managers. That, you know.
Differences. Good
yes.
question. So there is a lot of similarities and overlap, and then there's distinction. First of all, the industry is not regulated. So you have to recognize that each person offers different services.
I'm just going to jump in for 1 second.
Sure.
When an industry is not regulated, that's when you really have to do your homework.
Exactly.
And trust the people you're working with because there's no recourse. You can't say you did it different than the regulation because there is none.
And there's no expectation. Each person offers different services. So as elder advocates, we offer an array of services. We encompass often many things that the care managers offer, such as placement, such as navigating the gaps in healthcare. And we also offer the evictions. Like I said, many times care managers really are not as experienced with that. But then you have care managers that might, some of them do psychotherapy. I don't do that.
Okay.
You know, some of them will go to the home and do that. Some of them will sit, go with people to every doctor appointment. I will supervise it and go to big appointments, but I wouldn't go to every appointment.
Okay.
You know, I will touch on psychosocial issues, bringing in programs.
But if somebody wanted somebody to go with them, that's where Cindy comes in.
Correct.
So if I want somebody with my mother, even if it was just going to the dentist for a cleaning.
Correct.
That's where.
Exactly.
We'll be there.
Okay.
Right. And I would call Cindy and say, hi, I have a client who needs to go to a doctor appointment. That would be a perfect example.
Okay.
And they need that physical help, you know, and emotional help. And then I might be, and let's say the daughter's out of town, I would be talking to the doctor on the phone and saying, what happened at the appointment? What are our next steps? What's the follow-up? And then I'll make sure that there's, you know, transportation, that the aid, the
you have to have then, Bella, some sort of a, like, power of attorney concept. I mean, for the doctors or dentists to talk to you in reference to.
Well, right? It's not power of attorney because I'm not making decisions. I always make sure my clients have the power of attorney to deal with their parents.
So what would you have?
So if they're in a hospital setting, there's usually forms.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I have that the hospital or the rehab will have them sign.
Every place has their own form that
correct.
You would sign.
And,
the family
and,
would sign to
right.
talk to you. Okay.
And for the doctor, you know, if somebody wants me involved, they'll put me on the HIPAA form. That's why the HIPAA, we're bound by HIPAA.
Okay.
So they'll make sure that, you know, they're giving me permission to speak to the doctors. I'm not making medical decisions at all. It's more information.
Which is very, very important, knowing what to do. And then A, B, C, D, all right, you're telling them what the options are. Then they have to go to a different level or talk to someone else to decide which one is best for them.
Correct. I can help guide them, but it's their decision. You know, many times I could say, you know, we have a big financial issue. I think you should speak to John. I think there's a legal issue. You have to go to an attorney because this is something that you need to address.
Yeah. Okay. And then I think this was more Cindy then. With caregiving and advocates, then you have assisted living and independent living.
Correct.
Assisted living is a facility.
Yes.
Okay. Independent living is home, or can you be independent in an assisted living?
There's an independent living can be a facility or a community.
Okay.
And assisted living is a facility. And one can, the decision for which is the better really depends on one's ability to accomplish their daily task, their activities of daily living, or ADLs.
Okay.
For somebody who is really able-bodied and still doing that, independent living might be a very good choice. It's minimum assistance.
In fact, John, Project Independence is promoting the independent living, because the objective is to let people help people live at home and stay in the home as long as they are able. They're independent.
Right. Yeah, but I was talking facility, but I understand what you're saying, 100%, right, because people do want to, you know, my mother passed away a couple of years ago, but her thing was, I'm staying in the house. I said, fine, you'll stay in the house, and she did, whatever you want to do. And she literally was independent, you know, and wound up in the hospital, and that was another story, but no, the importance of, because just, I mean, and you're seeing it, the fear, and you guys have to see it, because, it, you know, we at the break, we were talking about taking away the car. When you start doing these things, and I myself, I'm not a, I'm a senior technically, but you're over 60. But there comes a fear base where it's like, as you start peeling back the onion, it's like, okay, how far more, you know, how long more do I have? When's my next Christmas? Is this the last Christmas? Mm-hmm. But you have to face those things and live today with the help of people like Bella and Cindy as best you can, and have the family have the peace of mind. That because the family, you know, years ago, the grandparent, I think, came home. My grandmother lived with us, and my grandfather lived with us, and my mother took care of them, and they were in the basement, and I carried them up and down the stairs. The way families are spread all over the country doesn't exist today, you know, and people are living older and older, so you have like 3 and 4 generations that you're dealing with. You're running for a grandchild at one end, and then trying to get to your grandparent at the next end.
Sandwich generation.
Yeah, no, it's the truth. So it's how do you guys get business? I mean, like what is your main source of how do people know about you? And we're talking about you on the radio. But other than this, you know what I'm saying? How, you know, for a senior just walking the street and they need a situation like this, last week, how would I have found Bella or Cindy?
You know, that's a really good question, because I will say our best referral source is word of mouth.
Okay.
I'm very happy to say that people, once they make a determination that, okay, we're using you, we want helpful care, they like us. And I kind of immodestly say that, but it's very important to me, because this, to us, is a labor of love. And our clients are our best advertisers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Word of mouth is probably the most powerful advertising form. You need an electrician? Ask your neighbor.
Right. That's the truth. Right. And you like them, you know. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I believe Cindy services, and definitely yours, but Cindy services are covered by long-term care insurance.
Most of them,
If you have certain ADLs, once you're missing them, then depending on the policy, most of them will kick in. So then it's really not out of pocket if you have a policy.
I would say right now half of our clients have long-term care policies.
And they're covered, and the others are out of pocket.
And some of the long-term care policies obviously are better than others.
100%,
So some will pay partially, and then they pay out of pocket if they want additional hours.
Right. And that's one of the things, too. I think we've had people on the show, the long-term care, and that's a deviation from this, but it's so important. People aren't paying attention to it. If you don't have long-term care insurance, your only option then is Medicaid, because you're going to have to spend down everything. And literally, which I push, it's like you're going to give everything to, and you should, take care of mom, but then mom saved all her life, not to just spend 3 years of all her money and then leave nothing to the kids. The whole idea is to pass some sort of legacy on other than your emotional legacy. And that's why long-term care insurance is you know, it's expensive. I'm not saying
you got a plan. That's the key. I mean, you got a plan.
100%. Now I'm going to go back to Bella. when you first get called in, okay? Now, you can get called in, obviously, somebody's in the hospital.
Right.
Mom's going home. Do you get called in? Do you find people calling you in, like, in a very pre-planning kind of thing?
Not as often. It's okay. Usually crisis-driven because people just don't plan. They don't, you know, we all know it's inevitable, and you hope that you live long enough that you need to make plans, right? But people don't conceptualize it. They don't realize how extensive it is. And also, you know, you have the 5-year look-back rule. And people aren't recognizing that. So that's why we often say the best birthday present you can get your mom or dad, get in touch with someone who does, you know, advocacy, care management, something like that, at 75. You know, give me a call when you're 75 years old. It's a birthday present, it's an anniversary gift. And we will come in and do a full assessment, and we'll start setting up the stages of what you should do at what point. That is ideal, so then you're never driven by crisis. The thing about crises is they're expensive. You're not making the decisions that you want. You're going to have someone else make the decisions, unlike you. And they're always more expensive.
And time is your enemy then. Mm-hmm. You don't have the luxury of sitting and thinking about it.
That's right.
Now, and I'm not asking you for numbers. What happens, a person would, I know, Cindy, you're going to get called in. You're very specific then, because they need a companion, and whatever it's going to be per day, per hour, et cetera, that person's going to discuss with you. With Bella, I'm calling you for a consultation. That's like a couple of hours, or there's a consultation. I'm not asking you to, you know, that's individual.
Right, right. We would come in ahead of time, and, you know, we talk about the case, the situation, and each company does different. In my company, we get paid prior to the assessment. We do a very in-depth assessment, and we set it up. We're not paid hourly. We did not want to have a situation where someone's crying or in distress, and we're, you know, the next hour. We're flat fee based.
Okay.
So I'm goal driven to make sure your needs are met.
I think, and again, I'm not pushing either. We don't do that, but I think flat fee makes more sense, because if it's a 20-minute conversation or 2 hours, I know up front what it's going to entail.
Yeah, you're paying for the job and the skills of someone.
And it could take months, it could take weeks.
Right, that's it. You have no idea what's
happening. On your time frame.
Right, which I think is a more honorable way to do it.
Yes.
Listen, Cindy and Bella, both, this was tremendous. It flies. I mean, our time is over. I'm sure you'll be back again, because this is the kind of stuff that we have to keep educating the seniors on. And that is Cindy Shaw from Helpful Care and Bella Kirshner from My Elder Advocate. We're going to break now. We're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Thank you.